I would say that there is an attempt by the South African new administration to improve relations with the countries where it seems they were chilly before. And not only that, there is a conscious attempt to mend fences, whether with the U.S., where the relationship was frosty, or with Angola. But there is another dimension to this. Remember that Angola has these massive natural resources which remain less exploited. And now with South Africa's technology, there is a possibility that they could easily manage to exploit these resources nearby.
Dr. Fikeni, with President Zuma's meeting, Home Affairs Minister Dlamini Zuma, Minister of Human Settlement Tokyo Sexuali, and Minister of Public Enterprises Barbara Hogan are expected to be part of the team. What does this signify with Zuma's visit to Angola?
It signifies that economy, trade, business is at the very core of this, and also closer interaction between the countries and a freer movement between the countries' business and people. So that in itself, I think, is the main focus.
What can be attributed to the chilly relationship, diplomatic ties between Angola and South Africa, looking at the fact that Angola supported the ANC during apartheid?
Well, there are a number of reasons which are presented as possible explanations, and one of those is the fact that when you talk of the military wing of the ANC, it was closer to Angola together with the South African Communist Party, but the political wing was not as close. So Thabo Mbeki was part of that political wing of the ANC. Instead, he didn't have as good a relationship as was the case with Zuma, who was closer to the military.
There were speculations that one contributing factor to the rather chilly or frosty relations between the two countries was the fact that Angola felt that ANC did not thank them enough for the support it gave the party during apartheid. What are your views?
Oh, definitely there is that element, and quite pointedly, the ANC during its Polokwane conference did point out that it's going to renew relationship with its former liberation movement partners. And that in itself, MPLA of Angola was singled out as one of those. So here you do have a very conscious effort to reestablish those relationships.
How strong do you think the bilateral relations between the two countries will be after President Zuma's visit?
I do think that every signal from the time South African leadership went there to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Quito Cuanavale up to the time when they came back to have Dos Santos coming to South Africa to attend SADC meeting and also the inauguration itself, the signal was very clear that the relationships were warming up.